If you live in Southeast Michigan, maybe parts north too, and if you've been outside for more than 30 seconds this week, you've no doubt noticed 2021 is quite the year for mosquitoes. With us today is Bill Stanusik. He directs the Saginaw County Mosquito Abatement Commission. Needless to say, he's a busy man this summer, but is giving us a few minutes of his time to talk bug shop. Bill, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, April. Appreciate it.
Now, it's not just me, right? There are more mosquitoes than usual in circulation.
Oh, it's certainly not just you, and the phone calls prove that. And as I've looked outwardly from my concern here in Saginaw County to other communities, a lot south of us and west of us, I think a lot of us are going through the same thing. Lots of mosquitoes.
How do you track the numbers?
You know, it's interesting now. It's the phone calls, I could say, but truly with integrated mosquito management program, and I know that's a mouthful, and there's fun acronyms, IMM, but this integration of, so we're trying to manage this mosquito population. So yes, we monitor with different types of mosquito traps. It's pretty basic, using different baits from CO2, like what we exhale, that's carbon dioxide. Using that as bait, we can go out and place these in the environment and track the mosquito population throughout the season. And they are certainly, in some cases, our traps are being overflowed with a variety of mosquitoes.
Well, what do we mean when we say overflowing? Like, what would you expect to see on a typical summer night for mosquitoes? And how does that compare with what you're seeing this year?
Yeah, so I think everyone can agree during the summer, we're probably out, and depending on if you're in the woods or maybe in a low area, at sunset, you may have to put a little repellent on or a couple slaps, but it's tolerable. So in a trap, that may be, let's say, 100 or so in a night was collected. Now, when you're trying to walk to your car just to go to work and it feels like you're eating them as you're walking there, you're likely looking at 1,000. And in some cases, I can put some traps out and get 10,000 mosquitoes in one, you know, putting it out at sunset and collecting it after the sunrise.
10,000 mosquitoes.
Yes.
Oh, that's incredible.
And unfortunately, collecting those 10,000 mosquitoes doesn't seem to make a difference for that an individual in that woodlot. So it speaks to the true number of mosquitoes that are out there in a given time.
Bill, why is this happening? I know that a lot of areas are experiencing wet weather, but what is going on?
Yeah, and I can get much into the details on water tables and such, but the simple answer, April, is rainfall. And I know a lot of us and those that are involved in agriculture and farmers, boy, we started out with such a dry spring, wondering when the rains would come. And then June, the end of June, here comes the rain. And I know locally in Saginaw County, up here around the Saginaw Bay area, some areas got over 6 inches of rain in nearly one weekend. So I know that rain was also received down in Southeast Michigan and portions of the west side of the state and central part of the state also. So rainfall equals standing water equals mosquitoes. And the more rain, the more standing water there is, so the more mosquitoes. And the mosquitoes come from the standing water because that's where they lay their eggs, in those low depressions that flood with substantial rainfall. And we're happy. My guess is from this exorbitant amount of rain in many areas, we're hatching out eggs from, in some cases, many years, because it's been a while in some areas that they've received a rain that's actually flooded these low areas.
So that's a thing? Mosquito eggs laid in prior years can hatch now?
You got it. Yes. Mosquitoes have been at this a lot longer than we've tried to control them, although I'm sure we've been slapping since mankind arrived. But certainly they are capable. And again, there's many different species of mosquitoes that have different egg-laying behavior. But for the sake of what we're talking about now, these are the mosquitoes, the nuisance mosquitoes that are biting everybody. And there's a handful of species within that, but they all share the characteristic that after they blood feed, and it's only the females that bite, and they blood feed so they can create their eggs, you know, through mating and such. But so the blood's necessary for egg production. So after they blood feed, they look for a place to lay their eggs. And these nuisance mosquitoes look for low depressions in our natural habitats and artificial in the case of buckets, or even artificial in the case of roadside ditches. But think of the swamps, the floodplains that are around our low areas, that are around our great state, that hold water, and the more water, the more mosquitoes.
Yeah. This crazy, crazy proliferation, what does this mean in Saginaw County, I guess, in terms of public health?
Yeah, so there's two ways to think of nuisance mosquitoes. And when we talk public health mosquito control, we tend to think of the mosquito-borne virus that's out in the environment and the state. And people are very familiar with West Nile virus in the state of Michigan and in North America, for that matter. So that's kind of the textbook correlation with public health and mosquitoes and mosquito control. But when you have a nuisance of this amount, I think we can all agree that the stress that this puts on us as individuals, whether we're slapping or looking at our children getting bitten, I argue it does affect public health to some in some circumstance. So we are certainly out there trying to do our best to expedite getting relief to communities.
We haven't heard a ton so far this year about West Nile virus or Eastern equine encephalitis or Zika. The summer is young, I suppose, but does the fact that that conversation hasn't cropped up, does that mean we're not yet having problems with those diseases?
Yeah, we have certainly not, and we do quite a bit of sampling of mosquitoes. The different, I'm going to use the term vector, and when we say vector, that applies to a species, in this case, mosquitoes, that's capable of transmitting a disease. And to date, in our quite robust sampling, we have not found any West Nile virus, and I believe the state has yet to find West Nile virus in mosquitoes, and that's looking at different public health efforts, whether it's a standard public health department or another mosquito control district submitting samples, they have not found any positives. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing, as we're not finding that there's enough virus out there to detect yet. Being amplified, when it arrives, it normally amplifies over time. With West Nile virus, it amplifies in birds and mosquitoes. And if it goes unchecked, and of course, weather dictates a lot of this too, you can have, you know, a public health concern with these arboviruses or mosquito-borne viruses.
Yeah. Where is your agency at right now in terms of mitigation efforts?
Yes. So what we're doing now is with integrated mosquito management is there's different strategies to impact mosquito populations, whether we talk nuisance or disease carrying mosquitoes. Right now it's nuisance. So we did a lot of effort treating larval habitat, standing water early on. But when you have this much rain, there's a lot of habitat. Unfortunately, we can't get to it at all. So we have these adults flying around. So now we are making every effort to go around and treat these adult populations with a spatial spray that goes out and impacts flying mosquitoes and just controls those adult mosquitoes flying. And we're not using a product that sticks around for extended period of time. Our goal is to, as a community program, to get into our communities throughout the county as quick as we can, control a large area that is a multiple township area, and then get back to them as soon as possible. But unfortunately, to get back to that community, we have to go through other communities to do control. So we are throwing extra shifts and efforts at controlling those adult mosquitoes.
Yeah. Bill, last night was the first night that I started to go outside to the grill to grill the food I was making for dinner and just thought, nope, too buggy. And that's the first time that has ever happened to me where I actually changed my dinner plan because of that. What do you usually recommend to folks who are trying to deal with this at home? I mean, is it just a fan outside the patio table, or what's the play?
Yeah, April, and the fan by the patio table is probably your best answer if you're stationary, you're trying to grill. And let's put it this way, you want a substantial fan, not the little fan. You want the big box fan,
yeah,
one that can push air. And I understand mosquitoes are at a point where it's almost like you're walking through them. They're not coming to you. You're walking through them. So yes, a fan, a repellent of your choice. I will say that DEET still is one of our best repellents out there. Use that. And again, mosquitoes will still bump into you. But the idea is they want to blood feed on you, and that causes that itch. And many bites causes many itches, and that's what's happening now. But also remember that it's these bites that can transmit disease too. Now, a lot of these nuisance mosquitoes don't transmit a lot of the diseases we're concerned with, but there's always that possibility. So repellent works great. And as I like to think too, and I know this isn't popular, or people don't want to, may not want to accept this, but think of these heavy mosquitoes as a rain event. So you have this picnic planned and, you know, the rain, you get a thunderstorm. Well, there goes the picnic. Unfortunately, sometimes plans may have to be changed. And we ask for a lot of patience too, during these large outbreaks also.
For sure. We've been talking today with Bill Stanuzik of the Saginaw County Mosquito Abatement Commission. Bill, we're looking forward to the drive-in premiere of Blood Feed in Saginaw drive-in theaters and other movie outlets around Southeast Michigan. Thank you very much for cluing us in and helping us stay away from the bugs.
Thank you, April. It was a pleasure. And again, everybody just have a little patience. In a couple of weeks, hopefully we're concerned about something else besides all these mosquitoes.